This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, today we're talking about deep cleaning. And as we transition into the colder months, you have some tips for us.
Well, I recently received a question on what's a good cleaning and disinfection protocol as it would relate to calf feeding equipment or calf housing equipment. And it's a topic that's come up a lot and probably going to affect everybody. I think it's a pertinent topic. And so really the first question we have to ask ourselves is, what's the difference between something that's visibly clean and biologically clean? I was on a farm up in Canada, and a gentleman had power washed a bunch of outdoor calf hutches, and he said, well, these are super clean. And he just looked at me, and I said, yeah, if it's so clean, go ahead and lick the inside of that hutch. He said, well, not that clean. And I think that exemplifies the point of the difference. Something can look visibly clean. We can power wash a calf hutch, and it can look very clean, but it's not necessarily clean enough where we're going to want to lick it. And that means that we know subconsciously that there's some stuff left behind that we wouldn't want to expose ourselves to, and subsequently we don't want to expose our calves to. So the topic of a biofilm is what's left behind on the surface of an object even after we make it quote-unquote look visibly clean. And what a biofilm is, the way I like to think about it, is my grandma used to make this dessert, and it was like Jell-O with little mandarin oranges or sliced up bananas in it, and the mandarin oranges or bananas would be kind of suspended in this Jell-O matrix. And that, to me, is a good visual representation of what a biofilm is. A biofilm is like the Jell-O matrix that harbors bacteria, the bacteria and the viruses being like the little mandarin oranges or banana slices in there. And that biofilm layer, even if we power wash a calf hutch, will still be adhered to the plastic surface. And we don't get rid of it by power washing. That biofilm is the number one place that harbors bacteria on the farm. And we can't get rid of it by just scrubbing super hard or power washing. We have to chemically digest it. And so what I want to talk about for cleaning is a way that we can address the biofilm in a manner that will destroy it and help make things cleaner for our calves. So what we recommend is we first want to clean the surface and get rid of the gross soil. So if we have calf feeding equipment, we rinse it in 110 degree water. And this is important because we don't want to rinse it in really hot water because that'll actually bake on the fats, and we don't want to do that. So 110 degree rinse helps break those fats up and get them off the surface. Then we want to do a soak in 140 degree temperature chlorinated alkaline detergent for 5 to 10 minutes. And that chlorinated alkaline detergent will chemically digest the biofilm, eats up the little Jell-O, and frees the bacteria to be exposed to our disinfection agent. And then scrub for 2 minutes, rinse with lukewarm water, and then do a 50 to 100 part per million chlorine dioxide rinse. And the chlorine dioxide is the final step of the cleaning and sanitation process, and that's actually what provides the kill. So we do the rinse to remove gross soil. We do the 140-degree chlorinated alkaline detergent soak to chemically break up and digest the biofilm. Then we do the 50 to 100 part per million chlorine dioxide rinse, and that's what actually provides the kill power for the bacteria and the viruses. We can do a similar approach for things like calf housing, panels, hutches, pens, that kind of stuff, by doing a power wash to remove the gross soil, then doing a chlorinated alkaline detergent foamer. So we just use a low-pressure garden hose and a foamer with this chlorinated alkaline detergent. We foam and soak the surface and let that sit for 10 minutes and have good contact time, again, chemically digesting the biofilm. Then we do a rinse and a 50 to 100 part per million chlorine dioxide spray on top of it, and then we just let that air dry. And, you know, we've been doing this for about the last 4 years now, and our customers have been finding this is a very easy, very cost-effective approach to really getting a good clean surface for the calf feeding equipment or the calf pens.
Some good advice. Thanks, Ryan, for those tips today. And if you have a question for Dr. Ryan Leiderman, simply email him at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com. Again, that's askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com. Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
Who's listening to Farm Radio? Recent studies show 82% of farmers listen to their local farm radio station at least 4 days a week. Thanks for being part of that 82%. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Tomorrow on our Policy Thursday, we'll head to our nation's capital and get an update from Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.